Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A new opinion poll suggests that the British Labour Party is heading for a 450-seat majority in next month's general election, with the Conservatives facing their worst result in almost 120 years. Now, the latest projections, with just over 2 weeks to polling, also show Reform UK leader Nigel Farage finally on track to win a seat in the House of Commons at his eighth attempt. Well, for more, let's join RTE Radio reporter Barry Lenehan. He's on the road to Westminster this week on the general election trail. Now, Barry, you were in Sunderland yesterday evening. Where have you been since?
Yes, Claire. Well, I've hopped through a few trains to land in Grimsby and Cleethorpes in northeast Lincolnshire. This is a new constituency for this election, but a key and fierce battleground. The port town of Grimsby itself was a Labour stronghold, but in 2019 it swung blue to the Conservatives for the first time in 74 years. And the seaside town of Cleethorpes is a big bellwether. Since 1997, it has always backed the party that would end up in government. And all eyes on this area last week when Sky News hosted the first leaders event of the campaign with Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer in Grimsby Town Hall. Now, Labour needs an 11-point swing to claim the seat in this constituency from the Tories. And Reform UK, well, that party also fancies its chances around here. But from the centre of Grimsby, where more than one in four commercial premises are empty, three times the national average in England, to the beach at Cleethorpes, here's a flavour of voters' views.
You can't believe anything they say. The Labour Party is just the same. One thing about Farage, whenever he talks, you sort of half believe him. So I think I'd be voting for Farage for reform.
And who did you vote for last time?
Conservative. Well, yeah, very disillusioned with them. And I think if Labour get back in, well, they're probably going to get back in. Hope they don't bankrupt the country again like they did last time.
What was it that put you on the Conservatives the last time?
Boris, wasn't it? Boris. Bit of character. I mean, Farage is the same. He's got a bit of character. But you look at Starmer, Sunak, just nothing about them. There's no personality whatsoever. At least Farage has got a bit of personality. But Boris, for me, is the king. If he came back to the Conservatives, I'd vote for him.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he's a smashing guy. You know, I mean, he's probably a liar and things like that, but it's just his personality. The first time I ever saw him, he was playing rugby, and he took this bloke out on the wing, and it just made me laugh. And that's the first time I ever saw him, and I've sort of followed his career, and it's been great to watch, kind of thing.
You vote for him again, but what about Partygate?
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a lot of lies went on and what have you. But he's still got the character. It's like he said, he'll be back.
I've got no enthusiasm for any of them, I'm afraid. I've lost all interest in politics. I don't trust any of them that are out there now. They're all saying one thing, and we know that they're not going to keep to the promises because they haven't done in the past. They're all just trying to get votes, and I don't believe that any of them will follow through with what they're promising.
To get rid of the Tories, really, so I'll be voting for Labour.
Why do you want rid?
Well, what have they done for us, really, by ruining the country? So, yeah, about time for a change after all these years.
I'm quite looking forward to saying goodbye to the Tories, put it that way, but I very much wish that all the parties took the climate more seriously. That's kind of what I'm worried about.
Are you hearing anything from the prospective next government that they would take it more seriously?
I think they've said a lot about renewable energy in terms of biodiversity and looking for kind of big picture food production and all that that's lacking.
And what of the Conservative Party the last 5 years especially?
They've shut a lot of stuff down, a lot of investment into things like solar and renewables and stuff like that, so that's not helped. And I think they've taken away opportunities for young people. I think if you talk to kids leaving school and kids are at school, they're not seeing the opportunities out there. That's not good.
Okay, so we're on Cleethorpes Beach and we are sisters. I live in Manchester. My sister lives here and I'm visiting for 2 days. Promised 30 degrees of sunshine and I will be voting Labour.
They're doing well in the polls. Looks like they lead the next government. Does that offer you hope?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, got it. I've just done 25 years working for the NHS. I've just retired. So it can only be better. and I have great hope for it.
What does the NHS need to be better?
It needs complete investment in people.
I don't believe that just throwing money at it is the answer. It needs restructuring.
Is it the big issue, do you think, the NHS, or is it immigration, housing, or what's the key issue in this campaign?
I think it has to be the NHS. Immigration is a big issue, but the NHS, it's life or death, isn't it? How long do people have to wait for cancer appointments? How many times have we heard that I've got to the top and it's just been too late? Just too late now. And that's because they've had to wait that long for an appointment to see somebody. And it is literally life and death, and I literally do think this government has been playing with people's lives, literally playing with their lives. So it is time for a change.
Now, Barry, what of Reform UK in this area? Because Grimsby and Cleethorpes, they overwhelmingly backed Brexit in 2016. How strong are Reform UK's prospects?
When an average of recent polls suggests Reform is now the third most popular party nationally, and it's areas like this it will look to gain. Now, Nigel Farage launched the party's election pledges earlier this week, calling it a contract, remember, rather than a manifesto like the other parties. This included swinging tax cuts, life imprisonment for drug dealers, and perhaps its big ticket item, a freeze on non-essential migration within the first 100 days in office. This against a backdrop within the past hour, the British Home Office has confirmed how 882 people tried to cross the English Channel yesterday, the highest in a single day so far this year. Now, the party's candidate here at Grimsby is Oliver Freeston, who was the youngest councillor elected across Britain as an 18-year-old for the Conservatives in 2018. He recently defected to Reform UK, and I joined him on a canvas.
Ollie, calling behalf of Reform for the general election. Would you plan on voting this year?
No.
Do you care about the illegal immigration that's happening, stopping the boats? Well, I'm afraid the Conservative Party, like a lot of people, ex-Conservative voted in 2019, they left me, and country comes before party any day of the week. So although I was disappointed to leave friends that I did have in the Conservative Party, joining Reform was a common sense decision because they had common sense policies that are going to make the country better. Got people who are afraid to say what they really think for fear of repercussion. And for me, that means that we've had an eradication of freedom of speech. I know many teachers, people who work in the NHS who say, I want to publicly support your campaign, but I fear getting sanctioned at work. And that's absolutely out of order.
This week, the Reform, Nigel Farage, your party leader, launched his manifesto, or you're calling it a contract. What's in that? What's the key thing for you?
So I think the contract is really good because it's supporting people on low incomes. So we're raising the tax threshold from £12,500 to £20,000. It's going to give people an extra £1,500 a year in their pockets, which in a place as deprived as Grimsby and Cleethorpes is going to make a huge, huge difference.
But economists are already pouring cold water over it. Financial experts saying what was announced by Nigel Farage was unrealistic.
Well, if you could point which ones they are, because I've read the Financial Times and they're supporting our plans. As well as
the Institute for Financial Affairs.
Well, I've not seen that one. All I can say is the Financial Times are supporting our contract, and also an ex-Bank of England governor is also saying that our plans are financially sound.
What would represent a good election for Reform?
Get as many seats as possible. So people were writing us off saying that we wouldn't get any seats, and now the predictions are changing and people are saying, oh, actually we might get a handful of seats. Well, if we continue rising in the polls like we have done in the last 2 weeks, then who's to say how many seats we're going to get?
Nigel Farage says you will be in opposition. He's not going to lead the next government. Are the promises made this week, are they really realistic then, if he's saying, well, matter of fact, we're not going to be in government at all?
They're fully funded, fully costed, and there's one eye on the election in 5 years' time where we hope to have made such serious ground that we'll be able to take the government.
There we go.
Look at the size here.
There we go.
Saved me coming out, saved me whole leg. Well, being a Grimbarian all my life, been Labour, so I've been looking at you.
Have you?
Yes.
Fantastic news. Well, that's really nice to hear.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yes, Mr Farage,
yeah.
Our hero.
He was in Wales, wasn't he?
Yeah. A lot of people who voted Conservative in 19 for Boris... Mm-hmm. But then, and they were ex-Labour votes, and they're not going back to Labour. I think the biggest problem, which is upsetting people, is the illegal immigration. How we can have people coming over on boats illegally, being put up in hotels. Also, we've got veterans and ex-Grimsby fishermen on the streets. It's totally, totally immoral.
It is. Absolutely, definitely, yeah.
And I'm glad we finally got a voice and a leader who's actually saying as it is.
Yes.
But they try and shoot him down so much for
I
it.
I like him.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him a lot.
So, yeah, you're getting my vote.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Within 100 days, reform would stop the boats. No proposals that have been made have dealt with the issue, and it's been going on for far too long. Successive Conservative governments have been pledging to deal with immigration and lowering it, saying it's unacceptably high, since when Theresa May was Home Secretary. Even David Cameron, when he came to office in 2010, was saying that we had to deal with it. How has it taken 14 years, and we're in an even worse position?
Some might argue it's to do with services, that more houses, a better health service to accommodate the population, that perhaps is the real issue here.
Well, that's certainly not what people on the streets in Grimsby are feeling.
So interesting to hear those views on the streets. Barry, that poll that we mentioned at the beginning, the Conservatives facing their worst result in almost 120 years. What more can you tell us about what that poll is pointing towards?
Yes, this new Ipsos poll shows former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn and outgoing Chancellor Jeremy Hunt among a slew of big names in danger of losing their seats. And it says the Conservatives could slump to just 115 seats at Westminster, what party officials say would be the equivalent of electoral extinction. Labour could end up with a majority of over 250 seats. It could even head to have over 450 seats in Parliament. But not all within the Tories are buying into this poll, and indeed the many others throughout this campaign. Let's have a listen now to Conservative Party councillor and leader of North East Lincolnshire Council, Philip Jackson.
Well, I've been out canvassing a few times, and obviously the political landscape is very challenging at the moment for the Conservatives. Nobody would deny that. But I'm not really picking up on the doorstep the same sort of negativity that the polls are showing. But what I'm finding is a lot of people who are traditional Conservative voters recognise that the Conservative Party needs to do things to improve the way it's performing. And as a party member, I would agree with that. You know, we do need to make some significant changes, but they also recognise on the doorstep that the alternatives are far worse, and that if we had a Labour government, that would entail potentially lots of extra tax increases and maybe policies that a lot of people wouldn't agree with. So I think a lot of people who were thinking about changing their vote are now recognising that the best option is to vote Conservative, but, you know, make it clear in their view that the party needs to change, and I think we would all agree with that.
Really, the polls say you're on the way to a historic hammering.
Well, that's what they say, but all I can tell you is what I'm picking up on the streets of Grimsby and Cleethorpes when I go out canvassing, and I'm not picking up any enthusiasm for Labour. It's not like in 1997 when Tony Blair won the election for Labour. He was very popular. There's no enthusiasm out there for Keir Starmer. There was a much different atmosphere on the doorstep in that election, and I'm just not seeing that now. You know, it's not anywhere as negative as you might think from the polls.
Also, nationally, you could be in third place.
I think that's unlikely. I haven't picked up locally a lot of support for the Reform candidate on the doorstep. The message that the Conservatives need to get from the opinion polls and from this election is that we need to bring about change. Party needs to change direction, and it should have done that. You know, we should have been moving towards a lower tax state. But you have to remember, we have gone through some very difficult times over the last 5 years. One thing I will predict on the 4th of July, I won't necessarily predict the result, but one thing I will predict is that the turnout will be low, because a lot of people are disillusioned with politics in general, all parties. Because the turnout is going to be low and a lot of undecided people, the result could go either way in all sorts of key constituencies, and Grimsby and Cleethorpes is one of those. So I'm not sure it's anywhere near as clear-cut as the polls would suggest.
So that's Philip Jackson, who is Conservative Party councillor and leader of North East Lincolnshire Council. Barry, it's just fascinating to hear the opinions of people you're talking to, because Labour might be expecting a landslide, but it's not coming from a place of optimism and enthusiasm, going by the people you have spoken to on the campaign trail, is it? The vibe seems to be very downbeat in the lead up to the election.
Yeah, and the vibe towards Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, very much lukewarm, I think, from those I've spoken to, those I've met travelling to this point as well. Also remember, people are coming here after a tumultuous 5 years in British politics, after the Partygate affair that we heard at the start involving Boris Johnson, even though that voter still liked Boris Johnson rather uniquely. So that is also in voters' minds, and also Brexit as well. Grimsby and Cleethorpes voted approximately 70% to leave the EU, and many within this constituency, and indeed in Sunderland as well, would feel that even though they voted for Brexit, they've yet to see the real benefits of it, or have yet to get what they voted for. So a widespread disillusionment perhaps with politics across many areas here in the north of England at least. And perhaps as I travel further down, next stop Burnley, where the Labour Party has some issues with regards its handling of the war in the Middle East and not calling for a ceasefire, that perhaps whilst the polls are saying it'll be a romp, it's far from a slam dunk.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much for joining us from Grimsby and Cleethorpes.